the comments that Peter and Walter and Damon have been giving us all along as the Economics of Compassion have been holding periodic meetings. And we're inspired by the notion of the concept of Jubilee. We're inspired that we can do something. We can create a Jubilee world and a Jubilee community here in Cincinnati. And we need to recognize that 400 years of slavery is enough, and that we need to put a period on slavery. And there have been attempts at Jubilee in American history, and probably the most comprehensive attempt was the Reconstruction period after the Civil War. And many of us don't actually know that story very well, because it's been obscured and hidden by our history in the way it's been written. But there was an attempt at redistributive justice. There was an attempt at restorative justice in America. And that happened in the American South after the Civil War. We know that in many ways that effort failed because of a lack of will on the part of people who initially had good intentions, but they failed. So we need to rekindle the spirit of Reconstruction. We need to rekindle the spirit of the Old Testament concept of Jubilee in trying to build a community here in Cincinnati. And one of the things that we want to talk about as a community is, what would it look like if we actually did institute Jubilee in our communities? And so that's one of the topics of the conversation tonight. And I want to end with a quote from an Aboriginal activist by the name of Lila Watson. And she was talking to a group of people who were very concerned about social justice in Australia. And she said, "If you've come to me to help me, you're wasting your time. But if you've come to me because your liberation is dependent upon my liberation, then we can walk together." That's really what we're about. We need to recognize the fact that our personal liberation is dependent upon the liberation of other people who have been oppressed, dependent upon the liberation of the people who have been left out. We cannot experience that liberation unless they are liberated as well. So we are interdependent, and we need to recognize that and act as though we recognize that.